Hare Krishna, welcome to the Bhagavad Gita class. Today is Saturday, 18th May 2013. So we first start by chanting the prayers. So please join me. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahayam Dadati Swapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Vacha Patita Nama Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine. So we are in chapter 2. We completed the first two sections. If you remember, I told you there are five sections. Introduction or queries of Arjuna. Then last week we completed the knowledge, the jnana. Today we will try to complete the sakama karma. And if time is there, then we will go to nishkama karma also. And then the final fifth is samadhi. The result of nishkama karma. Okay. So far we saw that Arjuna was trying to convince Krishna about not fighting. And he has took up a very moralistic position. And he thought Krishna is going to tell him that, okay, let's go back. Let's give up everything. But then obviously here, at least it's like a surprise. Krishna just calls him first, you are important. You're just like talking like an important. And he says, it doesn't befit you. So then, of course, we saw that Krishna explained to him that how nobody can be killed. Because we are not this body. We are the spirit soul. And that was the theme of the last section, what we saw, where the soul's all qualities were described by Krishna. And he says, in any situation, we should not lament. He talked about changing of the bodies from youth to childhood to youth to old age. He talked about changing, it's like changing of dress. He talked about it's not being able to, we are not able to destroy it by any method. And then, so like that, the whole quality is, that how it is amazing, how it is inconceivable. So now Krishna is changing gears, because now he knows that first comes our present life. People just want to know what's going to happen in this life. So he just, having told him about the jnana, the knowledge of the soul, now he's talking about sakama karma. Sakama karma means Kama means desire. You know, asaka means with desire. So whatever we do with desire of a result, that's where all of us are there. You know, most, I'm definitely there, and most of you are there. Hope, I don't know details, but I'm just assuming that everybody is a average human being. So we are all into sakama karma. We do all the activities to get some results. Yesterday night only in our Bhakti Vriksha, this point came, and I said, people generally talk that in Bhagavad Gita, what is Bhagavad Gita? And then you ask anybody in India especially, and he will say, oh, do your duty, don't expect any results. That's what. But then in reality, how many are following that? And I was just jokingly saying that, okay, I have a company and I want you to work for me, and please don't desire the result. That means at the end of the month, don't ask for salary. As long as you don't ask, I am happy. Are you happy? And then everything starts, you know. So Krishna knows that Arjuna has to be given something on that line. So he is saying now, he knows that Arjuna is Kshatriya. So he talks to now Kshatriya's Punya account, you know. What he does, it goes into Punya account, the pious activities, a glorious activity. And what? So he just now trying to play him on that line. So here we go. So please read with me from 31 to 38. Considering your specific duties as a Kshatriya, you should know that there is no better engagement for you than fighting on religious principles, and so there is no need for hesitation. O Partha, happy are the Kshatriyas to whom such fighting opportunities come unsought, opening for them the doors of the heavenly planets. If, however, you do not fight this religious war, then you will certainly incur sins for neglecting your duties and thus lose your reputation as a fighter. People will always speak of your infamy, and for one who has been honored, dishonor is worse than death. The great generals who have highly esteemed your name and fame will think that you have left the battlefield out of fear only, and thus they will consider you a coward. Your enemies will describe you in many unkind words and scorn your ability. What could be more painful for you? O son of Kunti, either you will be killed on the battlefield or attain the heavenly planets, or you will conquer and enjoy the earthly kingdom. Therefore, get up and fight with determination. Do thou fight for sake of fighting, without considering happiness or distress, loss or gain, victory or defeat, and by so doing, you shall never incur sin. Okay, so it's very clear-cut stand of Krishna, you know. He's just playing, as I said, to Arjuna's materialistic position. So he's saying, come on, you are Kshatriya, you know. If you run away like this, it's worse than death, right? Because people know you as a very great fighter. You know, you have fought against the devatas. You fought against so many. And now, you're talking like this, and if you go away, people will call you a coward. And you know, it's a fact that you, of course now, I would say, things are getting diluted because Kali Yuga is progressing fast. But otherwise, if you call a person a name, disrespective name, you know, I can't use those words here. But sometime, like in Hindi we say gali, you know, then that person gets really hurt. So it's like, if suppose you are walking on the road and people say, hey, this coward man is going, you know, he didn't fight. You are saying you will be begging. But what about the situation, you know, where people will be laughing at you? And you will be dying every day. You know, like they say that the insult is like dying every day. So rather than that, if you fight, what will happen? There are three situations. You will kill everybody, or you will be killed, or you will conquer, you will win. Of course, because the chances of, you know, why I am saying, because when you kill everybody, you need not win, because there is nobody left, so what is the win? But you may win also, because maybe Duryodhana and party surrender, because that's a chance, right? We see 1970 whatever, you know, in the Pakistani army surrendered in Bangladesh, you know, when Bangladesh was made. So you surrender. That's the third option. The other party may surrender to you. So now, in every situation, it's a win-win situation for you. So Krishna is taking Arjuna out of that moroseness, desperation, delusion, and saying that even on the materialistic platform, you will be a winner. Because if you kill them, you have won. If you get killed, you get to go to heavenly planets, because you are fighting, you know, and the Kshatriya fighting the war properly with following the rules and regulations. If he dies in a combat, then he goes to the heavenly planets. That's what the scriptures have guaranteed. So he says, you will go there. And if you conquer, they surrender, then you become the king. So what is the problem? Right? So now, he says, for a Kshatriya is always looking for an opportunity to fight. Because how? Why? What is this kind of a person? You know, he wants to fight? No. It said that to hone your skill, you know, you are skilled in the army, I mean in the battlefield, fight, war, etc. So if you don't fight, so how about your talent? That's why if you see, they conduct, operation something they call it, you know, the army conducts some trials. They create a situation, warlike situation within our own country, you know, and then they have this drill. You know, who will stand where and how you will fight and what will happen and how the fire and all that practice is there, so that your skills are, you know, like in any athlete, a sportsman, before the match he has to practice, you know, keep practicing, net practice, this practice, field practice, so that you remain alert. So same way for a Kshatriya, he wants to fight at a given opportunity. It's not that you don't create a fight, you don't pick up a quarrel. But if somebody challenges you, then you accept it and then you fight, and then if you die, you go to the heavenly planets. Okay. So heavenly planets is not a goal for a devotee. That is why this is all at the material level, you know. This papa punya. You do this charity, you do that, then you get better results, you get a better birth. You are born in a rich family, etc. Okay? So, and then, if you don't follow your duty, Krishna calls it as a sin. It's a sin not to do your duty. So, it's not only talking of punya, you are talking of papa also. It's like a sin. See, here he says 2.33. Atha che tatvam imam dharmyam sangramam na karishyasi tata swa dharmam kirtim cha hitva papam avapasyasi. papam. The word is papam. Papam means sin. Okay. So he says, don't neglect whatever duty you got. You know, you are, the whole society has been divided as per quality of work, what you do. Quality of the work. It's not by birth, it's by quality. You know, what you do. So, for that quality, for example, if you are a Brahmana, then you have to do your duty of a Brahmana. And if you don't do that, that means something wrong. That means you are not going to be escaping the effect of that. And then, as I said, Krishna touches on the weak point and he says, oh, people will call you coward, and you know, you are such an honored person, but you will be dishonored. And that dishonor is worse than death. Yes, you can, I'm sure you all have experienced this. Sometime you get into a situation where you really feel so bad that you feel that it's better that I was dead. Not everybody, but I mean, many of us do experience that. And then again, he talks about, you know, that everybody talks about your fame. You are such a nice person. You are such a powerful fighter. Okay. And then you are running away. Nobody is going to listen to your story that, oh, I was compassionate because I did not want to kill and this and that. No. In their circle of Kshatriyas, he will be called a coward only. So, Badnam and Kayar. You know, having a bad name and coward. And not only that, he says, your enemies, they will spread all sorts of things against you. All sorts of things. And that will make you, even worse situation. Krishna says, what could be more painful for you? So he is, as I said, he is playing around Arjuna's sentiments, Arjuna's position as a Kshatriya, as a prince, as a leader of the society, you know. And then, as I said, he got the three options. Either you will be killed and attend the heavenly planets, or you will conquer and enjoy the earthly kingdom. Heavenly, earthly. Anywhere you have a win-win situation. And then he says you fight. And then, of course, one more thing he gives him as sort of an, you know, certificate, assurance. He says, fight for the sake of fighting without considering happiness or distress. Like we say, do your duty. Sometimes people say, I don't like that job. Okay. So next, what is the next step? No, I'm not happy. Okay. But are you getting something out of the job? And then we find out that most of the people, at least I know, they are working for somebody only because they are paid well. Not because they like the company, not because they love the work, but the paycheck is good. So, okay, at least go there, do your things, get the pay and get out. So that way, Krishna says, if you do that, at least fight for the sake of fighting, and then don't bother about what will happen to you. So at least you will be saved from the sins. So again, you know, he is still playing on that sin and pious activities. You know. Sinful activities, pious activities. He's just talking about those two things. So I think we have some little time. We have been talking that we should have a little question answer. So today we can have that, you know. Just for next few minutes, we can have the question answer. So please go ahead, ask your questions, or you want to have some comment to offer, please do that. Use the chat box. Please go ahead. Or else, you know, I'll stop it. Okay. Doing nishkam karma is extremely difficult. Yes, anything good is difficult. Okay, let's do one thing. You know, we go by question, because if questions are poured here, then I will be in trouble. So we'll go for this first question. Of course, she's making a comment. She's not asking a question, so it's okay. Yes, I agree with you. The next one is more how we can act like Arjuna in our everyday life regarding verse 38. Okay. Good. Good question. Simple, you know, that same thing what Krishna told Arjuna, that just do your duty for the sake of doing it. I am talking of material duty. When it comes to spiritual duty, like serving the Lord, then you don't do it just for the sake of doing it. Do it with all your feelings. Do it with all your heart in it. Do it with all your concentration. Like, you know, chanting. Don't do it just as a duty. Do it as a service to the Lord. Requesting what? What are we requesting while chanting? Oh Lord, please keep me engaged in your service, right? So do it more sincerely. Like this Bhagavatam class, read some few pages of Bhagavatam, read Bhagavad Gita, do your chanting, do your puja, you know, whatever you have at home, the picture, the deities or whatever, offer them some food, you or your wife, somebody can do that, you know, even if you are alone, bachelor, whatever, you can still do it. Just buy some fruits, cut them, put someday some cream, someday some milk, someday just fruits. So offer with love. Okay? So like that, we can mold our life. I keep telling that, you know, that we try to surrender to Krishna bit by bit. Take the first step. Don't think of achieving the highest on the day one. Not going to happen. We have taken so many lives already. So now you got a chance, make use of it. Okay? Now, we will take motivation is there for nishkama karma. She is asking how you can do without motivation. The biggest motivation is to go back to Krishna. The biggest motivation is to keep serving Krishna here and in the spiritual world. So once that motivation is there, then you will automatically do nishkama karma. That is the biggest motivation. Get away from this useless, horrible place, material world. Go and plan to go back. That's the motivation. Okay. I hope you got it, Soumya. Now let me take this question from Om Prabhu. These words are sounding like promoting violence, though I don't feel so big. Or you justify this. Okay. This is a battlefield. Okay? And when you are saying fight, it is not necessarily that you have a war or something, you know. Krishna's instructions are that the same situation is there, the battlefield situation is there in our life. So we fight for the right thing. We don't succumb to some, you know, for example, there's corruption in the world. So don't fall to it, fight against it. That's not violence. Krishna, in battlefield, he can't tell him that, okay, let's go shake hands, etc. It is to fight. But in the real life, it's not promoting violence. You know, in Russia, they filed a case against Bhagavad Gita saying that it is, like you are saying, it is promoting terrorism. And then the Russian scholars, they all studied and they talked and this and that, and they finally came to a conclusion, no. Actually, Bhagavad Gita is telling peace, it's not talking of violence. But here, the situation is different. Here you are right in the middle of two armies. So we cannot take that literally, you know, when Krishna says fight, or he says do your duty as a duty. That's what it means by that. Okay? So fighting in a war is justified. you can't have, you know, what do you say, not fight, okay? But the thing is that case we lose interest in worldly matters. See, the thing is, you don't lose. You don't get attached. That's the thing, you know. You see, the worldly matters, what is worldly matter now? Anything which is bereft of Krishna consciousness, which is bereft of some connection to Krishna, that is worldly affairs. So if you become disinterested in that, that means you are progressing nicely. You should be happy about it. Okay? You should not be shy about, or you should not feel, oh my God, why am I losing interest? No. Because in this material world, there are one sentence which sums up. We have now seen in the previous, last week we saw that we are the spirit soul, okay? And then we have a material body. Now, we have to keep, the formula is, we have to work to keep the body and soul together. Meaning we have to feed the body, we have to take care of it. For that purpose, yes, we have to have some connection with the material world. But don't get attached to such an extent that you forget about what you are required to do. The Prabhupada used to give an example of, you know, a bird and a cage. There is a golden cage, this material body is like a golden cage, and you keep on polishing it all the time. But don't feed the bird inside, which is the soul. Then what is the situation? So same way, we have to take care. That doesn't mean that the cage should be dirty. Cage has to be cleaned. The body has to be cleaned, externally, internally, everything. Okay. Now, okay, there's a big one here from Manisha. 4 rounds a day, I did for a month, then slipped, stopped, then again decided, did that and again stopped. What should I do? I am not disciplined. Now, this is a personal matter. You know, when you say why you are not disciplined, you have to find out your own answer. Why are you not disciplined? That nobody else can answer for you. I can give you options. I can say, oh, because of this. But ultimately, you will have to choose that option, which is the one which is, you know, I can, like, you know, you go to a doctor, you know, you tell the symptoms and then he diagnoses, right? So like that, this I cannot tell you just like that, you know, why you are not disciplined or something. You have to find out that, okay, what's wrong? Are you losing interest? Are you losing the taste in that? What's going on? That will decide. Nothing else. And then if you still want my help, come on chat sometime and we can, you know, really discuss. Because there will be some personal things which we don't want to discuss in... Okay. 3 times... Okay, what's that? 3 times without for the past few months. But I find it difficult to have concentration on... Doesn't matter, you know, this is... You are not alone, Om Prabhu. Every single person has gone through that phase. Okay? The trick is... Don't give it up. The process is perfect. The problem is in our faith, our concentration, our so on, in our commitment. Have a commitment. That yes, come what may, I will chant. It's like, you know, when your Prabhupada says, when you are jaundice, you are given cane sugar juice. It tastes bitter. Everything tastes bitter at that time. But then the doctor says, you have it. Even in our life, you know, we see the doctor gives antibiotics and this and that, right? You go to Ayurvedic doctor, he gives you some very bitter things. But just because it is bitter, do you stop? So same way, okay, anytime, I mean, not anytime. I would say, you write to me, you have my email, right? You write to me. And then you write to me, so I will have a little background and then I will let you know when we can chat, okay? Okay? So I think we did some discussions today, and I hope they are useful to you. So try to do this every now and then. Okay, thank you so much. So now I'd like to stop. Bhagavad Gita ki jai.